Well, I guess I was wrong. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You see, yesterday, I described Scott McClellan's book as being about his stint at the White House. But as it turns out, it is actually about what's been going on in McClellan's delusional mind. That was the first question this morning on the Today Show.
What happened to the Bush loyalist who defended this administration, stood up for it when you were part of it? Why now write such a critical book?
Yes, what happened to Scott McClellan? Well, he explains in his book that this was an act of contrition, that he wrote it to be true to his Christian faith and to learn from his mistakes. Well, what he's learning today is that he is, in fact, suffering from schizophrenia. His predecessor, Ari Fleischer, on CBS.
There are parts in here that just don't even sound like Scott. The Scott that the country got to see from the podium, this book sounds nothing like Scott.
Former presidential counselor Dan Bartlett on CNN.
This is not the Scott we knew. Maybe this is a new Scott. It's almost like an out-of-body experience.
Karl Rove on Fox.
This doesn't sound like Scott. Not the Scott McClellan I've known for a long time. It sounds like somebody else. It sounds like a left-wing blogger.
Left-wing blogger, yes. Agents from the Daily Coast must have injected a microchip into his brainstem while he was sleeping, which means Jack Bauer will have to dig it out with a penknife. Or, there's always involuntary commitment. Because listen to the kind of stuff Scott McClellan has been saying.
And I think we got caught up in playing the Washington game, and I think a lot of Americans like me would like to see us move beyond that bitter partisanship that exists today.
Moving beyond partisanship. He can barely form the words. So sad. The ravings of a maniac. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.